Okay, Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Parsha's Vayelech, another smaller Parsha. Really usually goes along with Nitzavim. I actually saw an interesting idea today that we split up Nitzavim and Vayelech also for the purposes of Shetich Lashana Kloloseh, but we don't have to get into it now. But the Parsha tells us in a few different things. It's kind of a farewell to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's basically Moshe saying to Yehoshua to be strong and to lead the Jewish people into their Eretz Yisrael. But there is one halacha that comes up at the beginning. That is, Bevo kol Yisrael le'ir osas p'nei Hashem l'kach ma'makom ha'sheyevchar, tikras ha'torah azos neged kol Yisrael ba'oznayim. That when the Jewish people come to the Beis HaMikdash, you should read this parsha. Sefer Devarim, basically. When is this? Anyone know? When does this happen? This is called Hakel, but when is it? So the pasuk just said before there, Yitzav Moshe HaSalim, we keep sheva shanim b'moed shenas hashmida b'chag hasukos. It happens in the middle of Sukkos, right after Shemitah. Meaning Shemitah finishes with Rosh Hashanah, and the eighth year begins after Rosh Hashanah, and then that Sukkos, you should have a Torah reading. When is the Torah reading? Specifically on, that's a good guess. But I do not think so. I believe it happens on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, which would be the second day of Sukkos here.
I don't think there was a Sukkos story
then yet anyway. There probably was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, probably not. They read from the Torah. I'm not sure if there was the same cycle that we have. But either way, it says, Hakelas Ha'am, Ahanashim, Vahanashim, Vahataf, that you should bring all the people together, the men, the women, and the children. The Gerachah Shebeshrech and the converts. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says over here, Hanashim v'hataf Ulam Abo. Why are the children coming to the Beis HaMikdash? What are they going to gain? What are they going to go to the youth groups? Why are they coming to the Beis HaMikdash? So assuming that they can't learn, because this is not referring to people that learn. Also, maybe you can say the mitzvah of Chinuch. Maybe you could say that. Assuming that this is a child that is not yet Higil, the age of Chinuch, so then why would you bring this? It said all children. Why would you bring a little baby to the Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi says, Lama Bo, why did they come? Lates schar lemavi ehem. What does that mean? To give reward to those that brought them. Meaning, Enochanami. There's no point in having a little 4-year-old in the Beis HaMikdash. But we want to give extra reward to the parents. So ask the Kutzker Rebbe, wait a second, what was going to happen? The father's going to come, the mother's going to come, and then where are the children? Are they going to stay home? The parents are going to bring the kids anyway.
Servants.
Says the Kutzker Rebbe, that's what the question is. What do you say?
The servants. I mean, they're going to have to servants. People at the house, the with us.
Everyone would have to have their own servant.
Not everybody, but doesn't mean everybody has to bring the kids either.
Are the Goyish servants trustworthy, though?
Okay. Well, maybe that's a good taich in the pasuk. I don't know. But Rashi says, L'katzke Rebbe reads into Rashi, Lama Bo, not why did the children come? Why does the Torah mention it? Lama Bo in the pasuk. Why is the child mentioned in the pasuk? Of course they're coming. Where else are they going to go? The parents are coming. The kid's coming too. So says the Kutzker Rebbe, that's what it means. That's why the Pasuk brings it. Because if the Pasuk didn't bring it, so then the kid's just coming because the kid has to come. But now that the kid's coming anyway, the Torah says we want to give these parents another opportunity to have schar. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, why? The Gemara tells us in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Lamed Aleph. It says that there's a machlokas, or we learn that there's a machlokas implicitly. What is better? Someone who does a mitzvah voluntarily, or someone who does a mitzvah when they're commanded to? What would you think?
Voluntarily.
Voluntarily. Sure. Sounds like a much greater thing. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway.
No.
Says the Gemara, no. That someone who's mitzvah ve'ose, yosem yishe'enu mitzvah yose. Someone who is instructed and does a mitzvah is greater than those who volunteer to do the mitzvahs. Why?
Kabbalah's O.
Okay, also Tosa says there's Yetzirah. If someone says in the morning, I'm going to get up today and I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to organize the shelves on my bookcase. So they're about to go. They're about to go to over to the shelf, bookcase, and your spouse comes in and says, "Hey, would you clean up the books on your bookcase?" All of a sudden, I don't want to do it anymore, right? When it was my idea, when I wanted to do it, I was all for it. Now I'm going to be doing it on someone else's terms. No. I don't want to do it anymore, right? There is a Yetzer Hara there that we enjoy doing things that we're invested in, not that other people are making us do. So that's one understanding. That's what Tosfos says. But presumably the better or another thing, I think Tosfos says both of these things. Another understanding is pas pasalo. Anyone know what pas pasalo means? The bread is in the basket. Mm-hmm. Or in English parlance, you're playing with house money. Right? When you volunteer to do a mitzvah, what's going to happen? Let's say you don't do it so great. Okay, so new. I didn't have to do it in the first place. I'm playing with house money. Right? But now that I have to do it, now the pressure's on. Now I have to perform. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, in this situation, there's no nafkamina. In this situation, the parents are bringing the kids. There's no babysitter at home. We're not going to leave it with whoever Yehupitz is staying at our house while we're gone. We're going to bring the kids anyway. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, even though you're bringing the kids anyway, so the Torah says, I want to give you schar for what you're already going to be doing. Kutzker Rebbe says, that's why Hashem says, bring the children, because I already know you're bringing them. In order to give you more reward. As we say, before we say this Kaddish Drabbanan, what does Hashem want to do? He wants to give us zechuyos. Right? The time of Rosh Hashanah, the time of Yom Kippur. He wants us to be meritorious. He wants us to be good standing people. He wants to give us zechus. He wants to give us merit. That's why Hashem gives us more mitzvos. Mitzvos that we would already necessarily be doing. Honor your father and your mother? Yeah, I have that natural inclination to honor my parents. So Hashem's going to make it a mitzvah. I'm already bringing the kids, says the Kutzker Rebbe. Hashem's going to make it a mitzvah in order to give you more zechuyos. Yeah.
Why not look at the other way of bring the kids, because there's a good chance you may stay home, but if I tell you bring the kids,
Spoken like a true former president of a shul. Yeah.
Basically, it's making it easier for you to come and do what I want you to do.
So you're right.
To worship. Uh-huh. So if I tell you bring the kids, it's one less reason why you can't say, I don't want to get this morning.
When the kids are involved, it's an extra motivation. That could be giving people a low lishma.
Not to do it.
Oh, you're saying you can't say I'm staying with the kids.
Correct. Now, okay, he tells you bring the kids, okay.
Interesting. It takes away that excuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't say then that you can't bring a kid if they're in diapers. Today, there was a time.
Yeah.
And there are places where you can't bring a child to shul if they're in diapers.
Oh, well.
There still is a time.
If the diaper is dirty, then you can't daven next to it. So that's probably the issue. But when it comes to this pasuk, what we see from here is that Hashem wants us to be close to Him. Hashem could easily just say, okay, I know what you're doing. You're going to be doing it anyway. I don't have to give you extra reward for something you're going to do anyway. I don't have to motivate you with a mitzvah. He says, no, I'm going to give you the mitzvah in order to help you get on the good scales, especially now. And this time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's obviously a message that we can think of. The Torah goes on to say, Hashem says to Moshe, now you're going to pass away and you're going to be buried with your forefathers. V'kam ha'am hazeh. And in the future, this people will get up. V'zana acharei elokei elhei nechar ha'aretz. And they're going to go astray towards these other gods. Lowercase g. Asher hu v'ashamu b'kirbau. V'hazavani v'hev. And they're going to leave me. V'heferes brisi. Asher karati yito. Moshe, I know you want the Jewish people to be great, but you should know they're not going to be so great. It's an interesting pasuk in the first place. But then he says, V'chara api bo v'yom ha'hu, v'azavtim v'yistarti panayim mehem, v'hayol echol. And it's a uhu, ra'us, rabos, v'tzaos, it's going to be tough times. V'amar b'yom ha'hu. And he will say on that day, Halo al ki'en elokai b'kirbi mitza'uni haros ha'ele. It's because Hashem wasn't with me that all these terrible things happened. Says Rav Simcha Banim, The Sfasema says, "Ha'amar Harebi Rabbanim, ki etzem ha'amira she'ena l'kai b'kirbi hayayush, that Hashem's not with me, hu chet umesave v'saraos." It's not that you got the bad things because Hashem wasn't with you, but it's because you said Hashem wasn't with you that you got the bad things. So just saying that. If Hashem is with you, nothing bad is going to happen. But when you lose your faith in Hashem, and then you say, Hashem's not with me, when you say such a thing, then the bad stuff's happening. Hashem is always with us. We always have to remember that. And he says that that's the problem. The problem is not just the fact that they weren't doing the mitzvahs. The fact is that they said Hashem wasn't with us.
I think it's interesting that the saying is an important criterion because, to so to speak, criminalize internal challenges.
Oh, interesting.
Or doubt,
yeah,
would be challenging, but I
right.
see you could struggle, but the Amar Vayom
good, but to verbalize, well, first of all, to verbalize it with confidence,
right.
Not to say, I don't know if Hashem, like, where is Hashem, not to ask the question, but to say, Hashem is not here,
right.
That's the problem, you can struggle, but you can't declare Hashem's absence.
Not verbalizing and saying that I've been punished because it's a mita keneged mita that I did something wrong and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving me a shtraf. That's not the same thing.
It's not the same. No, that's recognizing Hashem's.
That's recognizing Hashem's.
Right, exactly.
Kodesh, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And that's actually connected to the next thing we'll say. The next pasuk tells us, because Hashem is not with me, that's why the bad stuff happening. Va'anochi, says Hashem, haster astir panai bayom hahu. I'm going to conceal my face on that day. Al kol hara asher asa kifana elohim achirim. I am going to conceal my face. I really won't be there, or I really won't be helping them, at least. I'm going to be hiding, because they chased after other avta. Kisvu lachem asashir azos. And now, you should write these words. V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael sim b'fihem. So that this song will continue to be a lasting testimony to the Jewish people. What's the song? Maybe Hazinu, which is the next parsha. But what is it? Anochi haster astir. What's with the double language? So the Chiddush Arim says the following. Chiddush Arim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter, the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, the direct student, perhaps star pupil, of Rav Simcha Banim, says the following: Im yodim umargishim sheyesh hester, ein ze hester. What does that mean? If we know that Hashem is hiding, so then that's not really a hiding. If Hashem tells us, by the way, I'm going to go away for a little bit, then at least we know he's watching out. We know there's a plan. We know there's a strategy. The ha'ason hu lo gadol kol kach. It's not so bad. I mean, we know Hashem is working and he's in a relationship with us, right? It might be that that's part of the relationship is an unfortunate stage of the relationship, but he's in the relationship. Because then what's going to happen when Hashem says, I'm going on vacation? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. Hashem is far away. The kruvim are going to be hugging each other when we go into galus, right? Once you realize Hashem is beseser, once you realize Hashem is hiding, then you just want to get back to Him more. This is, by the way, a possible understanding of why we call the tefillah ne'ilah. What does ne'ilah mean? To lock. So most explain that this is when the gates are closing, right? They're about to close, but that's not what we say. It's not Segura or Segira, it's Ne'ila. The gates are closed. The gate is locked. So what's going on? It's specifically when the gates are locked that we show Hashem we still want to get in. If the gates are open, we can sit there in the waiting room. But the way that we show that we really, as I once heard from Ephraim Waxman, everyone knows Ephraim Waxman, powerful Baal Darshan. So he says, it's ki'ilu like you need a doctor. And you go to a doctor, you sit in the waiting room during his hours. Okay, so that's a normal thing to do. But what shows that you really need the doctor? When it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you go over to his house and you start banging on the door. I need you. I know that it's off peak, and I know it's not business hours, but this is how much I need you right now. Even at 2 o'clock, even when the door is locked, that's when I need you. So says the Chiddush Harim, that's if we know there's a Seser, if we know Hashem is Behester, that's specifically when we can show Him how much we care. That's specifically the time where we can show Hashem that this is really what we want. If it's just peak hours, everyone's there, okay, that's a normal thing to do. You come to Shacharis in the morning, you learn a little bit, okay, you're free to do that. That's a normal thing. But when we have the opportunity to really show what we want, that's when the door is closed. That's when we can really show what we're hoping to do. Then he says, what's greater? What's a greater pain? What's the real punishment? Hatzara hi shahester hu behester. It's when the hiding isn't hiding. We don't even know that Hashem is hiding. That's the hardest part. Shalo chalim v'lo magishim sheyesh hasterim panim, hasteras panim. Chachmas nevonim nistera ein drisha leilukim v'ein chefetz v'tzorech b'chesed elyon v'zohar shemaim v'zehu v'anochi haster astir. Why does it say it twice? For this person that's going after other gods. Es ha-hester astir mehem. I'm not even going to tell them, I'm not even going to show them that I'm missing. I'm going to make it as if life is fine. I'm going to make it as if there's nothing going wrong, and they won't even realize that I'm not with them. That's the real tzara. That's the real punishment. That's when it says, anochi haster astir. I'm not going to be with them, even I'm not going to show them that I'm not with them. He's not going to lock the door. He's not going to show the person that things are going wrong. He's going to keep the door wide open and allow the person to just walk by as if it's all normal business hours. I'm going to make their hearts so insensitive to their distance from me, they won't even realize that something's wrong. That's the real punishment. We talked about this a little bit by Tevya, right? If I were a rich man, would it spoil some vast eternal plan? And I said at the end of the drasha, yes, it would. Because if you were rich, you wouldn't realize Hashem is there. Because when you're not, when you're missing, when you're lacking something, that's when you turn to Hashem. That's when you realize you need Hashem. As we said on Shabbos, ki avi v'imi azavuni Hashem yasveni. It's only once my father and my mother left me that I realized that Hashem is the one that's yasveni. And then I say, horeini Hashem darkecha. That's the punchline. But in order to realize Hashem yasveni, I have to first realize avi v'imi azavuni. But here he's saying, even avi v'imi azavuni is not going to happen. They're not even going to realize that anything's wrong. Their support system's all going to be intact. Their life is going to be fine. It's specifically when it's not fine that you realize you need Hashem. That's Ne'ilah. That's the locked gates. That's the Nachash, who Hashem punishes with the ability to eat dirt for his entire life. Right? Rav Simcha Banim says the same taich on that. That the Nachash, the snake, gets to eat dirt his entire life because then Hashem will never have to hear from him. He'll never be lacking food. He'll have food wherever he goes. And that's a punishment. That Hashem never has a relationship with you. That's the punishment.
It doesn't make a difference if you're rich or poor. You're still going to be lacking.
Yeah, that's true. But the struggle is, it's harder to feel Hashem when you're rich because you don't realize what you're missing as much. You're missing things when you're rich too. It's just harder to realize it because you can always pay for something else that's going to fix the problem, whatever. But when you're poor, it's a lot easier to notice what you're missing.
So what's good for the Jews is bad for the Jews?
It depends on the Jew. Depends on the Jew. But yeah, it's always a balancing act. It's a balancing act. But what's interesting about this, I think, is also connected to something, a mitzvah that we have. The Pasuk says, Losisna sachicha bil vavecha, that you shouldn't hate your friends in your heart. Right? That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Losa se d'oraisa. If you hate your friend in your heart, so then you're over an alos aseh. But you know what happens? Let's say you don't hate your friend in your heart. You hate your friend with your fist. And you take your fist and you punch him in the face. Are you over the alos aseh of losis nesachich b'levecha? You're not. If you punch someone in the face out of hatred, so you have not... You've not violated law systems. You violated other things. You violated other things. But you haven't violated that. Why? Because a greater hatred than just hatred is when it's only inside, when the other person doesn't even know about it. And that's what Hashem is saying. Haster astir means it's not just that we're not on good terms. It's that you don't even know we're not on good terms. You're not even aware of the fact that we're not doing so great right now. So what we see from all three of these ideas, we started with Rav Simcha Banim, or we started with the idea, which I think was quoted from the Chiddush Ha'arim, and I remember, that it's the Katz Karevi. It was the Katz Karevi. The Katz Karevi said that when a child is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it could just be happenstance. You're going to bring the child anyway, but Hashem says, Ratz lo zachos es Yisrael. He wants to give us more zechuyos. He's saying, I want you to be closer to me. I'll make it easy for you. Here's a mitzvah of something you're going to do anyway. You're going to bring your kid to the Beis HaMikdash. I want you to be close to me. Let's make it a mitzvah. Right? You're playing with house money. You're bringing him anyway. Right? Even though it's a voluntary thing that you're going to be doing, I'm going to add a mitzvah to it. I'm going to give you more zchuyos, because gadol ha-mitzvah v'yoseh, l'misha eino mitzvah v'yoseh. That's another thing that we saw. Hashem wants a relationship with us. Secondly, we saw from Rav Simcha Banim, that when it comes to Ein Elokai Bekirbi, once someone says the words, Hashem's not with me, that's when you get punished. You could be lacking in all the mitzvos, but once you say, Hashem is not with me, that yeyosh, that giving up, that's when Hashem's going to punish you. Because you have to always realize, Lo Yitosh Hashem Amo, Hashem is always with you. And then last we said, Haster Haster Panai, that Hashem is going to make it not only that He's distancing Himself from those that are following other gods, but He's not even going to make them realize it. And that's the worst punishment. So all three of these ideas in one way or another are showing us that Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. And as we said yesterday, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, that Hashem is now in the field, HaMelech Basadeh. It's a time, Yasar Yisimei Tshuva, where Hashem is out there. He's reaching out and He wants us to give out our hand also. He wants us to be close to Him. And these are three indications from our Parsha that are showing us that Hashem is really bending over backwards to make us feel, even in difficult times, even during the Hester, even when Hashem is hiding Himself, He's making it so that we feel that distance, so that we'll come back to Him. Hopefully we all sort of feel that distance, or we all somehow get to that closeness during these days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so that we can be Dorish Hashem Behimatzo at this wonderful time of getting close to Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and Gemar Chasima Tova.
Amen.